You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, really well despite the weather. How are you?
Good. It's a bit bloody wintry out there now, I have to say. I'm appreciating your big winter jacket, though. I feel like everybody in the station this morning suddenly has shown up in a new season's worth of outfits. I've pulled the swan dry out of the back of the cupboard.
Yes, that's how you know winter's here.
It is. Winter's here. And also, what is here is a great time of year for book nerds. The Occam's. What's all the Occam's about?
So Occam's are very soon. And I always want to make like a call out to everyone. Like, if you can afford to go, like, definitely go. It's like a really rare opportunity to, like, I feel like, especially with poetry, which I'll be talking about today, like, watching poets read their work, I feel like adds another, like, layer of meaning to their writing.
Totally.
So I've got with me, also, like, if you want to hear lots of lit goss, like, yeah.
That's where you go.
That's where you go.
This is the thing. Anyone who goes to events like this knows that everyone's there on paper for the art, yep. And in reality for the gossip.
100%.
And those two things go hand in hand in all art communities, you know?
Yeah.
It's all about the goss.
Exactly. It's all about the goss. I feel like it adds like a real atmosphere. You might see some authors acting a bit loose.
So get a ticket to the Occam's. I think you're right though, especially if you're someone who finds poetry a wee bit intimidating. Funnily enough, going to something like this is a really great way to kind of access it. It makes
totally.
It super straightforward, accessible thing to kind of have in your life. So yeah, I'm a big fan of hearing poetry happen live. What have we got in front of us today?
Yeah, we've got two really great ones. One that might be like contentious for the category, Root Leaf Flower Fruit by Bill Nelson, which is novel in verse. So I think there are some people who've been like, does this like belong in the fiction category? But I think like because his language is so poetic and there's like lots of like little, so it follows this young man whose grandmother's dying and he's spending time with her, and it kind of shows you like him like sort of tracing back like the history of their family, feeling like a little bit more rooted to his identity, and then like this kind of something that's quite shocking happens, and it sort of throws like this beautiful world that's being cultivated and built into like a little bit of a tailspin.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's like real interesting to read like narrative poetry like that that you don't always see. And then a gorgeous book of poetry, Talia by Isla Huia. Big shout out to Deadbird Books and Dominic Hoey.
Doing some great stuff over there.
Yeah, I feel like they've had consistently like a book on the shortlist for like the last few years, and for such a small like sort of self funded like indie publisher, I think that is amazing. So Talia, I think if you're like, I wouldn't say that her poetry is like exactly like Tay, but I think if you enjoy that kind of poetry, that kind of like that like, I don't want to call it like high school girl, but so much of like the poetry in here is kind of informed by like both her whakapapa and like her peers, and I think
totally.
There's something that feels really like immediate and kind of like that jolt of high school electricity about it that reminded me of Tay.
Yeah. So you're talking about Tay Tibble as being like a kind of peer of this type of writing.
I reckon.
Yeah, right.
And I think they also share, like, I was really, like, shocked in a great way to learn that, like, Isla Huia, this is her debut poetry collection.
Oh, wow.
And there's, like, such an ease to her writing, which I think you don't often get in, like, a first collection.
That's super special. I think also there is something really exciting about hearing young Wahine write from that experience in that position. I kind of know what you're saying about that high school thing where there's like this freedom that you get as a young woman when you're with your big gang of young women that maybe then disappears after high school in a funny way. So that's sort of why, for me, I understand what you're saying when you refer to it like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, I totally knew where you went with that. I was like, yeah, good description. Really good description.
Hey, thanks. I also thought maybe I'd read like a little snippet of each of
those. Yes, please.
Cool.
We'd love that. What are we going to start with?
We'll start with Talia. It's poem number 23, Hunger. When the tapu hasn't been uplifted, but the babies have. When the manga's threatening to spill over molten. When I say, I dare you. When I dream, I am playing. A koal on an island and I'm scared. When the portal turns out to be just a cul-de-sac. When I'm set to the boil. When every bone says run. When all of this crusts over. When my salted vessel is beckoned by the dog again. Say, take me back to the tukano, where I didn't at all mind the thought of being laid down at the damp creases of it all. Growing a skin, becoming organic matter, kai for the mutt all along.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, there's some great like imagery in there.
Hard out. So that was Talia.
That was
by Isla Huia.
That's right.
And what else we got here?
Bill Nelson's Root Leaf Flower Fruit Tongue Twister.
Yeah.
and because these are all sort of almost like in like little chunks, I'll just read like a part of it, of this little bit. I scuff the rows of dirt with my foot, hardened and cracked like old leather. Ploughed long ago, mounds, tiny pyramids, rising half-hearted above the weeds. A lack of rain, a lack of care, and the sun beating down, down on my skull, through my skull, my eye sockets, cheeks, neck, skipping the brain, straight to the nerve endings, a spread of warmth in my fingertips and the soles of my feet. The field is not abandoned, depleted but restorable, connected, my feet, with a little help. Did I say that out loud? I'm not sure. There didn't seem to be any sound, but it feels like someone said it.
Wow.
But
both of those are beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have to make any calls about that. That's fantastic.
Me too. And I'm sure on the night of the Occams, they'll be reading their own poetry much better than I can. So
I thought you did a great job, Suri.
Hey, thanks.
Bill Nelson, Root Leaf Flower Fruit and Talia by Isla Huia, two of the nominated collections for the Occam Poetry Awards. When's that all happening?
I think next week, maybe Wednesday.
Okay.
So it's like really the event that starts the Writers' Festival, and I think it's a fantastic way of starting it.
Fab.
Yeah. Night of Glam, come along.
Have a good time, have a wine and get some goss.
That's right.
See you soon, Suri. Have a good time. We'll see you there.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.